This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Into winter, several weeks into winter, in fact, and oftentimes that's when we see the increase of some of those seasonal illnesses that cause issues for people. County Public Health Officer Dr. Bob Dannenhofer with us this morning. Dr. Bob, thanks for being on.
Well, thank you for having me.
So where are we at right now? I've been hearing about flu cases and some other things as well. What can you tell us?
So influenza comes around each year. This year is a fairly typical year. We did not have much disease in October, November. The disease then ramped up after Thanksgiving as people traveled and gathered, and then ramped up again after people traveled and gathered for Christmas. So we're now seeing a moderate to high amount of influenza.
And is that mostly being treated at home, or what about hospitalizations?
So for most people, influenza can be treated at home. You have fever, muscle aches, and headaches for a few days. But for people with weakened immune systems, especially seniors, flu can be dangerous. And we have seen some hospitalizations both for flu and for COVID.
And are we seeing that in some of the retirement-type communities?
Well, we've not had big outbreaks in the retirement communities for flu. We have had some outbreaks of norovirus, which is the gastrointestinal thing that causes vomiting and diarrhea.
So tell us, because I think when you see folks that are sick, a lot of people may get the flu and norovirus confused. Can you kind of expand on what the differences are?
So norovirus is the virus that people sometimes call the cruise ship virus. It does not cause fever or muscle aches, but causes really profuse vomiting and diarrhea. It's really quite contagious, and there's no vaccine for norovirus. Influenza is very different. Influenza causes typically high fever, headache, and mostly respiratory symptoms, and very rarely causes GI symptoms. So it's really mostly a respiratory and fever illness. There is a great vaccine for the flu, widely available, and then there's also treatment for the flu with stuff like Tamiflu.
Now, if somebody hears this and wonders, is it too late in the season to get vaccinated?
Absolutely not. So certainly would have been better to get vaccinated before, but the vaccine still is available and we think is still effective. Usually takes about 2 weeks to get the full effect. So if you start today, by the end of the month, you'll be well protected. We do expect this flu season to continue into February. So if you haven't gotten a flu vaccine yet, please go ahead and get one.
And is it true that some people, when they get the vaccine, get kind of what feels like a bit of the flu as a result, at least initially?
So when some people get the vaccine, they'll have some fever and muscle aches from the vaccine, and that means the vaccine is working. So they'll get a mild case, but almost never is it severe enough to cause, for example, a day missed from school or work. Unlike the flu itself, if you actually get influenza, almost everybody who gets that will miss several days of work, and it really takes several weeks until you're back to normal.
Wow. And of course, these are pretty much focused mainly in the winter, right?
Yeah, mostly in the winter. We have almost no influenza in the summertime. Typically, our season starts in late fall and then peaks, usually in January or February, and then falls off by May or June.
What are some of the other wintertime health concerns folks should be aware of?
Well, one of the other big ones we're concerned about is something called pertussis or whooping cough. There's been a big outbreak in Oregon, and especially in Lane County, where they've had over 300 cases of pertussis. Douglas County has had just a few, but this is a bad disease. It starts off with a cough, and then the cough worsens over the next 3 weeks and then continues for 3 months or so. So this has been known as the 100-day cough. It's especially serious for people who are weakened, such as older people who have emphysema or COPD, and also for babies. It can really be deadly in babies. So this also is vaccine preventable. So we're asking people who are not up to date on their pertussis to go ahead and get a pertussis vaccine. And we certainly want moms who are pregnant to get a pertussis vaccine so that their babies will be protected.
If someone gets this, how easy can it be spread?
So pertussis is quite contagious. So, for example, if one child in the classroom has it, they can spread it to the other unimmunized kids in the classroom. So that also is moderately contagious, and that's why we've seen so many cases in Lane County.
Wow, a lot going on. Of course, here we are a few years past the pandemic, and still a lot going on with Douglas Public Health.
Yeah, Douglas Public Health continues to grow and do well. We are especially looking forward to our school immunization program. As you may know, kids need to be up to date on the vaccines by the middle of February or get excluded from school. So we're going to be having some special shot or immunization clinics in the lead up to that so that fewer and fewer kids would need to get excluded from school.
All right. Anything else that we should touch on health-wise this morning?
Well, I think avian influenza is something that people are really quite worried about. So avian influenza is a flu that's been circulating among birds for many years now. And it's really quite deadly to birds. And for the most part, it had been, until 2 years ago, had pretty much been a bird problem. But now it's spread to other animals, including some humans, cows, and pigs. And so we're worried now as this begins to spread more that it could now spread between people. It has not yet spread between people. There's only one death associated with avian influenza. So right now it's something we're watching, but something that is not a current concern.
All right, County Public Health Officer Dr. Bob Dannenhofer with an update. Thanks for being on this morning.
Well, thank you for having me.
8:38 at the Morning Report.
Well, another year's gone by.